from NPR Music. This is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. I shouldn't have had that milkshake just now. My tongue is numb.
Let's just get right into the idea that we get lots of music sent our way, either through the mail or through email, and it starts to pile up. So this month, we're going to try something different. Today, we're going to listen to tracks that Jasmine has found, and then we'll save mine for later in the month. So right now, these are all Jasmine's tracks.
And this is the band Aces Falsos from Chile, False Aces. Let's listen to a little bit more about that while my tongue defreezes.
Oh my gosh.
That bad bastard. This is the band formerly known as Father Muckers.
Oh.
That was one of my favorite band names of all time.
I'm glad they changed their name.
No, that was such a good name, Father Muckers. But now they're Aces Falsos, and I still love them as much as I did when they were Father Muckers.
You just like Sam.
I used to really love everything Father Muckers put out, and I love everything Aces Falsos has put out so far. This is from their new album, Juventud Americana. And, you know, they're riding this wave of amazing Chilean exports like Alex Anwanter and Jepe, Astro. And I really want them to follow in those footsteps and get pretty big here in the U.S. because they're a great band, very energetic and musically well put together. What do you think?
Well, with this track, they should have some success at that. It's pretty bouncy.
This is No Quiero Que Estés Conmigo. I don't want you to be with me.
No quiero que estés conmigo. No quiero que estés conmigo.
It's not exactly my cup of tea, but, you know, I can certainly appreciate all the different styles of music coming from that part of the world. And Chile is such a diverse place. And you know, I hear other types of music in this. I don't know if it's particularly original, but, you know, I give them some credit. And let's see what else you got.
Okay, this is my tongue is still frozen.
Oh, my God.
This is Los Románticos de Zacatecas. From Mexico, from the album Ya Lo Dijo Rufy Taylor, and the song is called Who's Rufus Taylor?
I had no idea, man.
Si tú estás lejos, if you are far away.
So for a lot of the same reasons that I didn't particularly like the other track, I like this one, man. I mean, I've definitely heard that beat before. I've heard the attitude, maybe even some of the chords in that same progression.
This is the same song I just played, except it's from Mexico.
And it's a little faster. It's a little faster. Oh, so you're saying it's a Mexican thing.
I'm saying I think there's a bias.
I like these guys. I like that little noise collage they did at the beginning with the woman completely butchering the pronunciation of their name.
Do you see what I'm doing here? The song before this was I Don't Want You to Be With Me. This song is If You Leave Me. We're like hot and cold in this show. It's all about I love you, I hate you, I'm not sure.
So, this is going to be interesting. Let's just put it all together at the end and see what happens.
Oh, Okay, next stop. Oh, it's a false stop.
Oh, listen to that. Listen to that. Oh, Zacatecas.
So you don't like Chilean rock because it doesn't include banda in the end.
That might be the case. One of the things about the show is like we've done some shows recently where there's a lot of stuff to talk about the music and a lot of stuff to talk about the songs and the performers. And sometimes it's just great just to hear some new music and different sounds, play it, and then move on to the next one. But what do you have next?
I brought something kind of from the vault, a blast from the past. This is Babasónicos, a pretty iconic Argentine band. And this is a release from 2001 from the album Jessico. And it's the song Pendejo. Which is a very bad word in certain parts of Latin America.
It can be, well, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
I like the way it goes to this kind of... Oh, yeah.
Pendejo!
I can't get into this. Okay, talk about the word pendejo.
Ay, the word pendejo.
Well, first of all, let's just say that...
It's universally a bad word. I mean, you never want to say that word in good company, but it's definitely a very bad word, I would say, in Central America, Mexico, and Caribbean.
Well, Mexico, it's more of a toss away. It's like, you know, a stupid person. That's what it means. That's what it's used as a reference. Ah, es de pendejo. Wow, what a pendejada I just did. I made a wrong turn, you know.
So my understanding is that in the Caribbean, it's a very bad word.
And so we won't say it with a Caribbean accent. We'll just say it with a Mexican accent. Hola, pendejo.
In Argentina, I actually think that from my experience living a little bit in Mexico this year, I think that Mexicans have a love of not just curse words, but of creatively cursing, as Argentines do.
Absolutely.
And I've noticed that with my Mexican friends, that there's almost like this ongoing competition to see who can impress each other more with the most creative curses. And there's a whole sense of humor associated with, like, who is most, most creative and who can riff off each other more with these curses, none of which I can say here, but...
Include barnyard animals and...
Different
phrases.
Reproductory functions.
Let's go on to the next one.
If there was a cursing Olympic, I might be the Michael Phelps of Argentine cursing.
What's next?
This is the track Scrumbia off of the EP Scrumbia, which is Chopped and Screwed Cumbia. And it's by a band called Royal Highness.
We'll be right back. I'm on the fence about this because I'm not sure how much I like it.
Really?
Or if I like it at all.
I love this. It is so like slow and winding and it's like molasses. I mean, chopped and screwed is when you, basically when you chop up a song and then, you know, you make it go real slow and syrupy, you know? And it started a lot with hip hop, and for them to be doing this with cumbia, with Mexican cumbia. And the next track that I have off of this EP is a great example of how they like chop and screw a traditional cumbia song. This is a certified hood classic.
I think you've pulled me over to the other side, to the side of liking these guys, because I didn't, without the context, the proper context, but I can see now because it's all about slowing it down.
To me, like the slowness,
yeah,
that grinding molasses, it's so sexy. This is very sexy music to me.
It reminds me of the song Kashmir by Led Zeppelin.
What?
Yeah, because it's grindingly slow, but sensual and intense at the same time.
Okay, I see
that. So only in the rhythm of it. Okay, now let's hear the original.
Okay.
The original's by this Mexican band called Los Huahuanco, and they spell it W-A-W-A-N-C-O, which is a play off the Cuban, Afro-Cuban rumba style called Huahuanco, which is G-U-A-G-U-A-N-C-O. Mm-hmm. So check this one out.
Do I hear some klezmer influences here?
No, I don't.
Like that clarinet?
That clarinet, that lead instrument. But it's also, you know, there were German influences in music in northern Mexico. Mm. So there's some of that too, but I don't know that it's exactly klezmer. Qué fuerte pesadilla, qué fuerte pesadilla la que anoche a mí me dio. Que vi la novia mía, que vi la novia mía, que vi la novia mía transformada en un camión. Una voz misteriosa, oí que me decía, tú serás mi conductor. Y yo muy asustado, sin saber manejar, todito le movía pero no podía arrancar. Ay, qué le pasa a mi camión? Qué le pasa que no arranca? Con tan buena dirección.
You know, what I love about this is that it's the same song, but it's just two very different shades of sensuality. I mean, the first one to me is like a very dark and twisted fantasy, you know, because it's so slow and the voice is so deep. And this is the same song, and it has like a very picaresque, you know, playful sexiness. And the lyrics are also very, you know, there's a very strong double entendre. The lyrics say that he had a nightmare last night, a terrible nightmare, in which his girlfriend had turned into a truck. And this mysterious voice said to him, "You're going to be my driver." And that he's very scared because he doesn't know how to drive. And he's like, and I was moving and moving, but I just couldn't get the ignition to go.
Oh my God, I love it.
So it's just very like, you know, nightmares about. So the whole chorus line is, ¿Qué le pasa? ¿Qué le pasa a mi camión? ¿Qué le pasa? ¿Qué le pasa? ¿Que no arranca? What's wrong with my truck? It just won't pull out of the driveway.
Ay, qué le pasa a mi camión? Qué le pasa que no arranca? Con tan buena dirección. Y la rueda se le arranca. Ay, qué le pasa a mi camión? Qué le pasa que no arranca?
You know, I once played in a band with my uncle. He asked me to play in a band one summer when I was in high school, and we had to ask my dad's permission because we were playing in all these bars and cantinas, and my uncle had a conjunto with an accordion, and I was going to play drum set. And I figured, you know, I was in high school, I was listening to the Allman Brothers and Jeff Beck and all of that. Yeah, I can do this little two-step thing. But when I got to the gig, I was in way over my head because this music is deceptively simple. It's very difficult to play in a way that keeps people going and keeping the groove going, where you have to lock in with the bass player and whatever lead instrument, in this case, accordion and guitar.
Wait, perfect. So what did you do?
I struggled all night, and they kept giving me bad looks until, until you know, I got the hang of it. It was like going to music school in the cantina and learn how to play this music in a way that's going to satisfy the musicians and then also the people dancing, because you got to keep them dancing, you got to keep them drinking. It was really like a music school in a lot of ways that summer. I cherish it. Always those memories of learning to play this music along with the polka, corridos, and all that stuff. Man, it was a lot of fun. Got an eye full of life too on those in those cantinas, man. We're not going to go into that. So we're moving on down the highway now from Camión. What do you want to play next?
Let's stay in Mexico.
What are they?
This is Carla Morrison, Eres Tú.
I just want to know if you, in your mind's eye, heard a theme going from the that very cool cumbia, old school cumbia, to Carlita, who we both love very much.
Is there a theme? I mean, musically.
Or a tie, or some kind of musical tie, something. Like, how do you segue from that song to this song?
Well, I guess the truck pulled out of the driveway. And I picked this song, we've played off of this album in the past, but I picked this song because she recently premiered the video for it. And in it, you know, it starts off that she's kind of planning a wedding, and this one guy, this character, is getting ready for the wedding, and you think she's going to marry him. At least that's what I thought, but it ends up being that she's a wedding planner for this gay marriage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's just... I love Carla. She's just so on top of it, you know?
And we do have to say that since And we do have to say that in the recent Latin Grammy nomination, she was very well represented, including for some of the big awards this year.
I'm so excited that she's getting her props. I mean,
and getting the recognition.
You know, it's like she's one of those artists that the Grammys, I don't know, they just weren't seeing her or something. And then you'd go to Mexico and people were trampling each other to go see her. And small wonder, she has an amazing voice. She's one of those artists that sounds just as good, if not better, live. Mm-hmm. She's a sweet, kind person. She obviously has so much soul and insight. She is the type of person, there should be more people like Carla Morrison on the Grammys.
There you go. Now, this next song you brought in, I want to know more about because as I previewed it for the show, I really, really like this one.
Good. This is Cantar del Jilguero with Apache Oraspi.
Really like this one a lot.
He's comparing this love he feels to the singing of a bird.
How can you go wrong? It's the instrumentation, the rhythm, everything, the presentation. This is very nice.
Doesn't it sound, it sounds slightly like another DJ we love, Algodón Egipcio, but it's not Algodón Egipcio. It's Mexican DJ Los Amparito, who's Carlos Pesina. He took his name from his favorite sandwich, torta shop, Los Amparito. And we've heard him on the show before because he's done some amazing remixes of none other than Carla Morrison. And the vocals are by Apache Oraspi.
And on the website where I got this song, there seems to be a remix of this song.
Oh, yeah. He did two versions.
The second one is just as interesting.
It's like you're dreaming of the song.
Right. It's very nice touch. Very talented. I'm glad you discovered him.
More birds is always better. Okay, why don't we move forward to a band that you've brought in the past. This is another cut, which is nominated for Best Latin Alternative Song. I'm talking about the song 1987 by the band Campo, featuring Jorge Drexler.
Una
This musician is also a very prolific producer, Juan Campodónico.
Yeah, and, from Uruguay.
And the album, he goes by the artistic name of Campo. Very well-crafted pop music, with a lot of depth, a lot of feeling, and I think when you work with Jorge Drexler, I don't think you can go wrong.
Jorge Drexler is also a Uruguayan musician and a lyricist.
And I think we should mention that in 2004, Jorge Drexler won an Academy Award for composing the song Al Otro Lado del Río, The Other Side of the River, from the film Motorcycle Diaries.
I love the lyrics for this song. It's just very visual. Jorge Drexler really outdid himself. La luna, lamiendo nuestra fiebre. The moon, licking our fever. I just think that's a beautiful, almost like a García Lorca type imagery. Juan Campodónico has been with Bajo Fondo. He's worked with Gustavo Santaolalla, so he definitely has his chops, you know, when it comes to making these beautiful melodies that are danceable, but also just melancholy, and they pluck at all your heartstrings. And I'm really glad that this has been nominated for a Latin Grammy for Best Alternative Song. And there's some very good contenders this year. You know, last year I was so pissed about Maná.
Don't get her started.
Speaking of amazing lyricists, the next musician I brought just blew me away. I mean, musically he's great, but lyrically, I mean, we're talking about these musicians who are really writing poetry that can stand on its own as poetry and then adding gorgeous music. This is Manuel García from Chile. Queda lo que quema. What remains is what burns.
Todas me escribieron cartas que después me hicieron llorar. Con todas prendí fuego con madera para calentar cuerpos en la niebla. Así me llené de caderas que eran carabelas que después partían con mis yemas. Yo apagué una estrella y en la noche en vela con un beso ciego me hice algo más viejo. Me hice algo más bueno, me hice algo más lejos, me hice algo más bello, me hice algo más bello, me hice algo más lejos, me hice algo más bueno.
For non-Spanish speakers, let's talk about these lyrics. He sings, "They all wrote me letters, which later made me cry. With all of them, I lit fire with wood. To warm bodies in the snow, bodies in the fog. And this is how I filled myself with hips that were ships that would then leave me." Like, come on, okay. I melted.
Sentí que mis huesos blancos se arrugaban calavera entera de papel con manchas late un corazón buscando la tierra un tubérculo en sangre que chorrea echa su raíz buscando una hembra esperma que en la luz pierde lo que encuentra la euforia en el aire es alcohol que se quema como un remolino de azúcar y vino que era lo que era era lo que queda. Era lo que quema, queda lo que era, era lo que queda, quema lo que queda, era lo que era, era lo que quema. Oh, ah, ah, oh, ah, ah, oh.
one of the most celebrated Chilean artists. Manuel Garcia has been called the commander of Chilean folk.
After the recent show you did about folk music and protest music, I think it's very fascinating to hear how he's moving that folk tradition forward, coming from that country, and just using these different instruments in this different style, but still the essence is there, the essence of that country's folk music. Okay, from one folk tradition to another, this is really swinging. Who is this?
This is from Buenos Aires, Argentina, La Cosa Mostra, doing, believe it or not, a klezmer swing version of Britney Spears' hit Toxic.
The vocals come in later, but I just want to groove on this instrumental section because it's just so swinging.
Now, when I say from my hometown, full disclosure, the lead singer and bandoneon player, Paula Mafia, and I went to school together, to elementary school. And funny story, I remember when this Britney Spears song, Toxic, came out, and Paula, the singer, was, you know, very into rock and roll and tough girl. And she's like, I really like that new Britney Spears song.
It shows. With a taste of the lips, I'm on the road. Your toxic comes living on the way to taste of the poison paradise. I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic? Oh, oh, oh. Watch you slow, watch you do. Don't you know that you're toxic? Oh, oh, oh. Watch you slow, watch you do. Okay, Argentina is your home country. Tell us about the tradition of klezmer and the influence on its music there.
Good question, alumna Felix. Klezmer, you don't generally associate klezmer with Latin America, perhaps, but klezmer arrived in Argentina at the turn of the 19th century, because at that moment, Argentina was a destination for people from Europe, including people fleeing the Russian pogroms, the persecution of Russian Jews. In fact, my father's grandmother arrived in Argentina from the Ukraine, and all the men in her family had been killed by whoever the leader was in her town, all these Jewish men. And when these immigrants come, they bring this musical tradition of the Ashkenazic Jews of Eastern Europe, which is klezmer. And it's no coincidence that there's a lot of similarities between klezmer and tango.
I was just going to say.
It has that same staccato. Ba, ba, bra, 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 right. You know, that same staccato and jolting
rhythm.
I mean, tango takes from everything. There's a famous quote by Raúl Garrillo, a composer and bandoneon player from Argentina. He says, "El tango es como un papel secante, lo absorbe todo." Tango is like blotting paper. It absorbs everything.
It absorbs everything.
Everything. I mean, it absorbed African beats, it absorbed Italian folk music, and it definitely absorbed so much of Jewish Eastern European music.
This song is so swinging. I love this track. I want to remind our listeners that you can hear the song in its entirety, as well as the rest of the music that we've played on the show today, on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, where we have conversations every day, all week long, about cultural issues, not just music, and on Twitter.
Yeah, and you can hear every song we've played on this show and every show on our 24-hour stream, Alt Latino Radio.
Special thanks to our producer, Jessica Goldstein.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
This has been Alt Latino.